You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Next, we're going back to the year 1611, to the Mughal Empire, which ruled much of India at the time. Noor Jahan was 34 and widowed when she became the 20th wife of the emperor. That was just the beginning of her legacy. Noor Jahan was a clever politician and clothing designer. Her architectural talents influenced the creation of the Taj Mahal. And eventually, she rose to power to become an empress. But over time, her story faded from people's memories. Farah Yasmin Sheikh is telling Noor Jahan's story through the traditional Indian dance Kathak. Her show is entitled The Forgotten Empress. KALW's Janae Darden spoke with the international artist about why this story is important to her.
So you've been dancing since you were five?
That is correct, yes. I think, what was the calculation I did the other day? About 37 years.
Wow,
yes.
Wow. So you were just twirling around the house.
Quite literally. I was a baton twirler from the age of five until I was 18. So, yes.
So what was it about dance that appealed to you?
You know, as a child, it just happened to be the activity that my mother put my sister and I in. And I am so grateful for that because it just it gave me the chance to express myself through my body. My initial childhood training was all in Western forms of dance, ballet, and jazz. And it's not that I went into it, or even the formative years, if you will, it's not that I thought, ooh, I want to be a dancer. But it was absolutely my activity that sustained me. I didn't do sports, and I think I was at a point very early on in my study of dancing, I was dancing probably about 4 or 5 days a week through high school. I was even on a competitive circuit. We had some amazing coaches and teachers in the organization I was part of. So I just felt a sense of community, a sense of creativity, moving through my body, and so on.
So when did you start exploring Kathak?
When I was 18, so I was born and raised in Salinas, California, and at the age of 18, where I went away to college was here in the Bay Area. That's what brought me here to San Francisco State. And I got through my first semester, and I think that was actually when I was awakened to the realization of how important dance was to me in my life. I looked at what was offered, and I saw that classical dance of India was offered. And I thought, well, let's try this. I'd never studied anything of the sort. And honestly, in somewhat of a superficial manner, I thought, well, I look the part, and it is maybe a little bit in my blood. Let's see what happens. And I don't think I've ever been more challenged emotionally, physically. Yes, the dance training I'd had helped me immensely. But I think what drew me to it was the challenge of it, the connection to my culture, my history in a way that I did not know it through the arts, and undoubtedly the teacher. The man who taught at San Francisco State was truly a world treasure. Contextualized Kathak, it is one of 8 classical forms of dance of India. And again, classical, there are folk traditions. Now we see a lot more pop like Bollywood and others. But Kathak is classical, and specifically it originates in North India. And how that informs the movement style and its vernacular in a lot of ways is that it is of the classical forms. It is rooted in storytelling that comes out of, you know, it's a multiple thousands of years old tradition. And essentially the wandering minstrels and bards would use this, as were many of the other classical forms, as a form of storytelling. It actually means to tell stories. Mm-hmm. And the stories that were told were based out of the Hindu epics, the Ramayana, the Mahabharata. Well, in this region in India, this is also where the Mughals came in and ruled for many years. And this is when the art, both music and dance, was heavily influenced by Mughal culture. So it was coming together and seeing this coexistence of, yes, still the storytelling of these Hindu stories, as well as both in style, in etiquette, the Persian music, the Persian dance was influencing the classical music and dance of that region. And as Kathak evolved, it has really held on to all of these components. And it also evolved in its rhythmic complexities, its interaction with the music and the musicians during this time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it now imbibes, you know, this very vibrant rhythmic technique, a lot of improvisation, and again, very deep emotional storytelling.
So you said this form of dance tells a story, and you're telling a story about Empress Nur Jahan?
Correct, Empress Nur Jahan.
And your show is called The Forgotten Empress. Why was she forgotten?
So Empress Nur Jahan, so her birth name was Mehrunissa, and she was, her family was actually, they fled Persia. So essentially they were refugees into India, which again, that in and of itself is such a poignant story. And she was even born during that move from Persia to India. And her life story is such that she really not only was an outsider, her family really rose in the royal setting, as her father got employed by the emperor at that time, Emperor Akbar. He became a trusted advisor, a trusted financial advisor to him. And as Mehrunissa grew up, she found herself also in the inner workings of, as we say, the zanana, which is like the women's quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And these women held a lot of power behind closed doors. And for her to kind of be learning that was quite big, to not be again of the royal family directly. She had an arranged marriage to a Persian soldier. In our story, and there are sometimes conflicting points of view on this, in our version of the story, she was not in love with this man, and he even ended up conspiring against the next emperor, Emperor Jahangir, who was originally, his name was Prince Selim. Well, Mehrunissa and Prince Selim had, at some point, as legend tells us, they had seen one another and fell deeply in love, but because she was already engaged to this man, she couldn't be with Prince Selim. And so there was already some tension in the love story, if you will. She goes on to marry this man, and eventually that her first husband conspires against the emperor for a number of reasons. Essentially, he's killed as he tries to fight against the emperor's army. And when she is widowed, she's now widowed at the age of 34, she has a child, and she and the now emperor come back into contact with one another and fall once again in love.
And that was Prince Selim.
This is Prince Selim, who is now emperor. Mm. And to be a widow, to be of that age at this time, single mother, and to come into the royal family, she became his 20th wife. And
oh my goodness.
Yes. And so a lot of her story is based in the love story. However, what she did beyond that, one, to just sort of face the very obvious factors that would work against a woman, 34 was considered quite old.
Right.
She goes on, however, to become one of her husband's trusted advisors. She would sign on royal treaties. There were coins minted in her name. She had a lot of influence on him. He trusted her greatly. She was not allowed to be seen as a woman, but she would advise him on how he should act on that particular scenario. Even at one time, he was kidnapped, and she led an army. She didn't direct the army. She didn't direct the army to go and say, "You go get my husband." She literally rode in on the back of an elephant and rescued her husband. And it's instances like that. No woman was ever given that power.
How are you telling her story through this dance?
So as I mentioned earlier, Kathak itself comes from the word katha, meaning to tell stories. So in a traditional Kathak performance, an element that's always present is that of storytelling. That might be a very condensed, maybe 15, 20 minute story. I have chosen to take the story of Empress Nur Jahan and turn it into a full-length dance drama. Even in excerpts of various stories, one dancer will portray all of the characters. So in this case, I portray about 12 characters and multiple men, multiple women, sometimes, you know, and this is all done through facial expression, hand, sounds of my feet. I have musical accompaniment, so they are just as much part of the storytelling because of the emotionality that they bring into the original score. I just keep uncovering these layers of this woman that And I also think it's interesting. She happened to be born in 1577. We are exactly 400 years apart. The name Noor is, my birth name is Noorani, which also happens to be the name of my dance organization, Noorani Dance. My daughter's middle name is Noor. And all of this was before I came to know of this woman. So there is a part of me that feels this was my kismet, my destiny.
Yeah.
She was calling me, perhaps, and now I have the responsibility of being one of the ones to tell her story.
That was international Kathak artist Farah Yasmin Sheikh speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. The Forgotten Empress is running this weekend in San Jose and next weekend in San Francisco. Go to KALW.org to find all the details.